The following is a presentation of Uninterrupted Canada. Welcome to the Benny and Bo Show with your hosts, Ben Hebert and Bo Levi Mitchell.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the Benny and Bo Show. It's good to be back, brother.
We're back. Episode 6. Had a little action last week.
We have a couple things unpacked. We got NBA. We've got our friend Penny, who was on the show last week.
The Olympic Games. Olympic Games are rolling.
Doing well, getting a medal out there. We've got the draft that just happened, which we will lead that into our amazing guests we have coming up. What do you want to talk about first?
If you start with the NBA, we've been hitting the NBA like the last 2 months during the playoffs. I'm not going to pretend like I am an NBA wizard by any stretch of the imagination, but I did tell people 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, when the Bucks were in the Eastern Conference Final, I'm like, well, I just took Kyle Lowry's advice. Kyle Lowry comes on our show, not a big deal if anyone was wondering. Kyle Lowry comes on our show, he says, take the Bucks. So I hammer the Bucks, $100, paid $350. If you're riding with Benny in the donation station section, we got the Bucks on DraftKings making some dough.
That's right. And speaking of DraftKings, basketball season is over now, but for the anticipation for next season is just now beginning with the NBA draft. Download the number one rated DraftKings app now and get in on some of that action. DraftKings is offering a free to enter draft pool with $10,000 up for grabs. It's easy to play and it's free to play. Download the DraftKings app, go to the pool section, and choose from a variety of free contests to win. DraftKings will be hosting the NBA Draft Night Special Pool. Who will go first overall? What teams will be trading the picks in the first round? If you've got a hunch, go get some of that dough. Going to need some big pockets for that $10,000 bucks in prizes. Use the promo code Benny and Bo to enter for free. As always, DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. See DraftKings.com for details.
Boom!
Now,
that was solid.
It was, but I have to hit on what you said because the Bucks, the Suns, I was bragging to Benny. He took the Bucks, I took the Suns. I was pumped. They're up 2-0, and the boys lost 4 straight.
Giannis went full animal mode in the finals.
Man, him and his brother combined for 50 points in that final game. Giannis scoring 50 of them.
I love him. I love after the championship final, he said too, he goes, you know what? I didn't want to build a super team. I got drafted here. Me, Chris Middleton. We wanted to do it our own way. Kind of took a little jab with the rest of the NBA there. Picks up the ship. It's always better when you do things your own way. He did it his own way. Congrats to the Bucks.
Yeah, they did, man. They did with the defense too. Hey, we have become a little bit of social influencers here. So, you know, myself, we were running the show with Penny last week. She said that, you know, Michael Phelps happens to not be picking you up and maybe even has a new number. I am happy to report that
we threw a little tag at him. We tagged Michael and said, Michael,
you did. I was proud of you for that.
I tagged him. I was like, should I tag Michael Phelps in this? I tagged Michael Phelps. He got back to Penny. She got his digit. She replied to us and she actually wrote, holy shit, Michael got back to me. I now have his number.
And she has now won another medal, making her the that's 5 now, tied for the summer Olympian Canada most medals right now. So she needs one more. We hope that's coming soon.
And she's racing the night. We'll be dialed in.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait. New little segment. Not really a segment, just something we're doing. We've had a bunch of people emailing us, texting us, DMing us, all the action about some comments and stuff about the show. We're going to hit them with a little mailbag segment before we get to our guests today.
We've been talking about a little, you know, being a socially interactive podcast. We want to make sure we give you all a chance. So make sure email us, bennyandbo@uninterrupted.com. Get your questions in, whether it's for our guests. We've got some great ones for our guests later, but we've got some just for Benny and I. So if you just want to talk trash, maybe humble us a little bit, go ahead and shoot us an email.
I like it. Here's the first one I got from @beardedprairiechef. I do know this guy. I played junior football with him in Regina. I haven't seen him for years, but he's the bearded prairie chef. How the hell did you get Doug Flutie on the pod? And was it hard not to ask for his autograph? Well, here's the deal. We got a quarterback in the same league as Doug Flutie, played for the same team. I clearly did not get Doug Flutie. I was a little starstruck when Doug Flutie came on because he was the man growing up for me. I kept it chill. I did not ask for his autograph. It was beauty.
And not only that, I have thought about asking for his autograph, but since we were in the same film room and all my teammates were there, I felt a little bad asking for it. So, all right. So that's a bad one. So my first one, @jhair1981 says, we knew Bo was bad at talking about hockey, but you don't have to mention it every time because we all know. And please stop doing it.
Your accent gives it away.
Yeah, just a little bit, man. So
as soon as you said your favorite team is Houston Arrows, you're cut from any hockey talk.
That's okay.
That's all right. Jay, get rid of that shit. I got another one here from @andrew3000. We were talking about the Paul brothers fighting Mayweather a few weeks back. He goes, these guys don't know shit about boxing. Andrew 3000, confirmed. I don't know shit about boxing, but they're paying me to talk about all kinds of sports. So what? How about them apples? Here, drain.
Get that one out of here. Hit your last one, because my last one happens to have to do more with the boys. So I'd like them to be able to answer that one.
Okay, I like it. Okay, this one's from at Sean Stowe. Benny, I just want to let you know I'm a huge pod listener. After 5 episodes, yours is one of the best ones out there. Keep the great content coming. Your guests have been outstanding. P.S. Thank God I haven't bet too much with your picks, or I'd be broke.
All right. Well, that is why it's called Donation Station.
It is called Donation Station.
We do donate a lot.
We don't claim to be professional gamblers, but I'm glad you're enjoying the show. We'll keep it coming, and we got a couple heater.
I have to file that one. That's a good one.
We'll file that one. Wow. We got a couple heater guests today that I cannot wait to chat some hockey, golf, all things with. Two of our buddies, my buddy from Regina, Saskatchewan, Jordan Eberle, the captain. I don't know if people did. I think people recognize him in Calgary. They call him Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris here in Calgary. They're the two latest members of the Seattle Kraken, Jordan Eberle, Mark Giordano. Welcome to the show, boys.
Welcome, fellas.
Thanks for having us, boys.
Good to have you guys on, man. So Benny told me something. I got to ask. Evs, first question is for you. I got to ask you something. I heard about the way that you and Benny met, and the way he tells me is there was a pregame speech. I don't want to pump it too much. I just want you to get straight into it. Tell me about the first time you met him and how that night went.
it's a great story. The first time I met Benny Hebert, him and I, it's funny, we never crossed paths. We both grew up in Regina. He's a little bit older than me, but yeah, our paths never crossed. I knew of him a little bit. And at the time I was playing in Regina for the Pats, my junior team, was my last year. And Benny had just won an Olympic gold medal for curling in Vancouver. I think it was 2010, right, Benny?
Confirmed.
And so they had him dropping the puck for our game that night. And our coach at the time, Curtis Hunt, asked them to come do the pregame speech. And Curtis is a pretty serious guy, so I think he expected Benny to, you know, come in and get the boys riled up and you know, talk about his experience a little bit. But so Benny comes in and just starts going into, you know, what they did after they won and who they partied with and what they drank and who he ended the night with. Just a lot of ridiculous stuff and stuff you're not supposed to hear before the game. So from that moment, I just thought, you know, this guy's awesome. He's a gem. And we kind of hit it off after that. I think we met out after the game and we've been friends ever since. So in pure Benny fashion, that's how I met him.
What was the result of that game?
Benny probably knows better than me. Did we win or lose?
No, it was actually Ebbs' last game. I dropped the puck. I didn't know what to say.
We lost that one.
Yeah, you guys got boat raced 8-1 by Brandon, but it was a hell of a pregame speech. Oh shit, Gio, where are you right now? It looks like you're in a park. What's going on?
Right now, I'm at Canada's Wonderland, just north of Toronto. Decided to bring the kids and for the day and. 35 degrees here. I'm melting out here at the park, but I'm happy to come do the show and leave my wife with the kids alone in the heat. And I'm under a tree right now at Canada's Wonderland.
You haven't been around Cowtown. You've been out putting some time in with the family in Toronto, just because I know you hadn't been up back there a while with the Rona. How's the golf game? You still playing that super hook, that high tour draw, you call it? How's the game?
Yeah, the golf game's all right. I'm still floating at about 14 handicap, 12 to 14. But yeah, I try to hit the pro fade every time I get out there, or the pro draw, I should say, because I hit the ball left-handed. So I try to hit the pro draw, and then everything else from there is awful. So been having fun, been happy to get back though and see my family. I haven't seen my parents in a long time and my sister, so it's been good.
All right, so G, we've had the chance to golf a couple times together. And I'm not going to go into full details of all of our stories, but I do have to ask, we've had a couple pops before, and we've done some two-man scrambles post 18 holes. We play an extra, you know, emergency 9, we like to call it. So I'm going to ask you, put you on the spot. We've all had a couple pops, two-man scramble. Who are you taking, Ebbs, Benny, or myself with handicaps?
I haven't played with Ebbs, but I heard he's an unbelievable player. So I'm going to go with Ebbs on this one. I think he's pretty low. Sorry, boys.
Sticking with the teammate.
You're always the guys I feel like when we're playing against, I'm competing against. So I'll keep it keep it real, and I'll put Ebs on my team, the two guys on the Kraken.
I like it.
I can't wait for you guys to get back here, and we are going to run you out of the building. Let's go. I can't even wait. So, boys, Kraken action. Obviously a busy week for you guys, changing week. You guys, talk to me about heading over to an organization. I know moving into some places throughout your career who already have an established team, an established culture. Gio, what's it going to be like going in somewhere where you're going to be one of the guys building the culture and you're going to have your fingerprints all over what the first few seasons look like there? Something pretty excited to get your hands on something like that and take all the good that you've had in your career over to a place that you get to build?
Yeah, for sure. I think after, you know, the first reactions, a little bit of, you know, a little bit of shock, and you're thinking all different things are going through your mind. But after, you know, the first couple nights thinking about it and meeting the guys in Seattle, I think, you know, guys like me and Ebs have been around for a long time, and we have a pretty unique opportunity here to go in and, like you said, be leaders on that team and be part of something different and special that we've both never been a part of. I don't think too many guys can say they've been part of, you know, an expansion team. So it's going to be exciting. I think the city was awesome. The arena was awesome. And all the ownership and management and coaches were great to us over those 2 days. So just looking forward to moving on now and having a great year.
And Ebs, what about you? You played, I think, 7-8 years in Edmonton. Now you've had 4 really successful seasons with the Isles. Try to take the best of both worlds out of both those organizations and bring them over there and bring some leadership? Or what are you thinking of bringing over there?
Yeah, I think Gio nailed it on the head. We've both been around for a while. We've seen what works. We've seen what hasn't. And just trying to bring our experience that we've gained over the years to a new team. So, you know, like Gio said, too, that it's not many guys that get to go through an expansion draft where you start from day one. So that'll be a new, unique experience for sure. But all of us are going through it at the same time. None of us really know each other. We're all new to a city. We're new to a new rink. The fan base is new. So there's definitely a lot of buzz and excitement. I think we got to see it over the last couple of days when we were in Seattle, just the fans coming up to us everywhere. I don't think we paid for a meal while we were there. We tried, but and on top of that, I mean, just the from the GM to the owners and the scouts, everyone there in the new arena they're building, there's a lot of buzz there. So I think we're excited to get going and get started and, you know, start building a culture.
So I got to ask, so I've been a part of an expansion draft when we brought Ottawa back into the CFL. And, I do remember, you know, from a personal experience, like the nerves of like, oh man, I hope I get protected. Only one guy at my position gets protected out of the 4 of us that are there, and kind of the same thing throughout every position. And everybody's more nervous, like hoping they get protected. And then once the protected list comes out, you know, what I really noticed was the guys that maybe weren't protected, their thought process started to become more positive. And they were like, oh man, like now I've got a chance to go to a brand new team and feel wanted. Like this team wants me to go help that start that new culture. So I love what y'all spoke about in the culture, but how did that feel like? Knowing you weren't protected, knowing there's a chance your name is being floated out there, like, hey, there's a good chance they get selected by the Kraken. How does it feel to be wanted and hear your name to get picked and actually know you're going to that new team?
You know what? For me, I've been in Calgary for so long. At first, I was, you know, I sort of saw it coming. To be honest, we're all pretty aware of what's going on throughout the year. And I knew we had 3 awesome D-men, young D-men with long contracts. So I knew I was going to get unprotected, but the only thing was I thought maybe there might be like a side deal, sort of like Vegas was doing when they came into the league, where Calgary would give them a pick or something and protect me. And I think Tree tried right to the very end to do that. And yeah, I never really believed that I was going to get picked. And then, like you said, when you do get picked and the team, you feel like the team really wants you and wants you to be there and be a part of it, it's pretty cool. So again, a little bit of mixed feelings for me, but you know, happy I went down to Seattle for sure and met everyone and saw the city.
Yeah. And then, I mean, from my standpoint, you know, I really wasn't sure it was going to happen, protection or not. I didn't know which route they were going to take, but when I ultimately found out I wasn't protected, you start shifting your mind for sure about, you know, the positives of going to Seattle, a new opportunity, and if it happens. So ultimately it happened. And like Gio said, getting to go down there and you know, meet everybody, see the facilities they have, I think Really the first time I've been to Seattle in a long time since junior. And then we didn't even really get to see the city. It's an absolute gorgeous city. And I think when other teams come in and they see the facilities and the rink in the city, there's going to be a lot of buzz about guys wanting to come. It's a pretty amazing place.
No doubt. And I mean, they already got a really good lineup of two leaders like you guys going there, but brand new arena. Jerseys are just sick. By the way, this is funny. I go on to buy a couple jerseys, support the boys last week. They had a Giordano up, so I bought it. They didn't have an Ebbs one, so I had to do a make your own and put an Eberle 7 on it. What's the best part about Seattle going there? No state tax. Hey, Ebbs, I know you've been counting how much bucks you're going to save.
It's definitely a positive for sure. No question.
Man, make sure y'all go to Pike Place Market and get a video of you throwing the fish. You might not know what I'm talking about, but it's a long-standing tradition. Pike Place Market is a big shopping spot, like an open market for food and everything. But when you buy a fish, they take the entire thing and they throw it about 10 feet to you. You got to catch it and then throw it back. Then they ice it up and they cut it up and put it in there for you. But you got to go do that. People in Seattle will fall in love with you if you do that one.
Boys, Ronnie Francis, he knows his way around the Stanley Cup, and you don't get the name Ronnie Franchise from being a Mickey Mouse operation. He knows what he's doing there. I was reading a bunch of stuff about the draft and how it looks a little bit different than Vegas's team. You guys have $30 million currently in cap space sitting there. What's the program like right now with, doing some light recruiting with some other guys in the show, some backdoor tech saying you boys might want to get your ass out to Seattle and join the wagon. You guys running a little shade over there? What's the program right now?
Yeah, I mean, not really, to be honest. We haven't talked about it much with them, but it was pretty obvious to me what the game plan was after the draft. I mean, with the flat cap for the next 3 years and having a lot of cap space is going to be a real advantage. So, and I said, you look at some of the guys who are UFAs this year, there's a pretty good number of players. So I'm looking forward to Wednesday. That's all I'm going to say, to see what's shaking.
Well, and he said, what did he say too? He said he plans on spending right to the cap, didn't he? Like, he plans on trying to win and right out of the gates here, Vegas style.
Let's go.
Yeah. Whether that's a bonus or a curse. I mean, good news is I think teams aren't going to be afraid to go to a expansion team after you see the success Vegas got. Could be a little bit of a curse with a little bit of pressure thinking you guys are going to go out there and dummy teams in year one, though. What do you guys think there, Ebbs?
I mean, it's so hard to put an expectation on us already. I mean, the team's not even really together yet. We haven't had our first even practice. So, like Gio said, I think, you look at the way the cap is and how much money I would imagine we're going to add some guys. But, I think you get to training camp day one, you start getting a group together, start knowing each other a little bit, getting the team, see if we get some chemistry going, and then you start building from there. But, it's easy when you don't really have a lot of expectation. I know, obviously the bar is set with Vegas and how they did, but, I like to think we're in our own new category, but, when you're really the underdog, sometimes it works out well. So I'm sure we'll take that approach.
I love it, man. Hey, G, I got one for you. When you saw the finalized roster of everybody picked, is there anybody there on the roster, putting you on the spot here a little bit, is there anybody there on the roster that you saw that typically when you go to play against them, maybe you're not loving having to play against that guy, whether it's the physical part of the game or whatever it is, that now you're really looking forward to being your teammate?
Yeah, a couple guys come to mind. I think the one that came to mind right away was Brandon Tanev from Pittsburgh. I think, I used to play against him in Winnipeg a lot, and he's just an underrated energy guy, big time penalty killer. And he's one of those guys, like, you can't shake him. He's just always, as a D-man, he's always on you, always like a dog on a bone on the forecheck. And then the other guy I looked at was Alexiak coming from Dallas. We played him in playoffs, and I thought he was, other than Heiskanen, I thought he was their best D-man against us in playoffs. And he's just a monster of a human being. I couldn't believe how big he was. And then they said at the draft that he's the heaviest guy in the NHL, and it makes sense because he's just a big, big dude, and looking forward to playing D alongside him for sure.
Yeah, another shout out to another Alexiak there.
That's right. Well, I mean, I think Seattle's obviously jacked to have you guys, having Ebbs there, one of the top scorers in the league for the last 8 years, always sniping. Gio, your leadership, winning the Norris, your experience, I think you guys are going to have a hell of a run. Which brings me to a question here. We had a few mailbox questions for the snipers today, so I'm going to throw a couple at you guys here.
Mailbox
questions. And this one comes from an at Chris Noble. You guys might know him.
Oh, gosh.
He said, you guys were rivals in Calgary and Edmonton for years. Are you buddies now, or do you still hate each other like you did on the ATB commercial set?
that throws us right under the bus there, but I'm pumped to have Gio as a teammate. I played him a lot of years in Calgary, and I can honestly say he's one of the hardest guys to play against. And I don't know, whatever reason, maybe we were both at that ATB deal, he played a little harder against me, but I seem to eat quite a few cross checks on you. So
yeah, man, I think me and Ebbs have had actually a pretty good relationship, even though we're on two big rivals like we were over the years, just from doing those commercials together and stuff. But yeah, there's definitely no friends when we played against each other on the ice. He toe dragged me hard a couple times, and that's why the cross check had to come out. I had to let him know that I was pissed off. But yeah, looking forward to it. I mean, I think it sets up to be a pretty good situation for both of us, and to be both, you know, older now. I mean, I'm really older, but for us to both be veteran guys, it sets up great, and hopefully we can both take advantage of this opportunity.
All right, so I happen to be, obviously my wife is from the Seattle area, so I have, and my father-in-law lives there. I told you guys, if y'all need to get out to golf at Aldera Golf Course, I got you. But the real estate prices out there, boys, unfortunately, you're not going somewhere where the real estate's all of a sudden a little bit cheaper. So what I want to know is, when Ben and I come down on the boys' trip to come watch you guys play, and then we hit a Seattle Mariners game, who's going to have the bigger pad for us to be able to crash it?
Well, Gio sounds like he might be solo for a little bit if the kids get kind of cross for quarantine. So you might be at his house.
You guys do a little house hunting when you were there last weekend. I saw you guys at the Mariners game. Gio was just big dogging it on Sportsnet on an interview. And then it showed his video of him just perfing the opening pitch.
Oh, man.
Just missing the hole, like hit the backstop. But all right, we were looking at some houses there. I mean, we drove by, I think it was Bill Gates' house and the guy from Amazon and all these shacks right on the water. And I was telling the boys, let's just ask one of those guys if we could rent the room for the year and we'll be all right. They're big enough. So I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do as far as that, because we didn't really get out to see real estate. Obviously, it was a quick in and out. So we're going to have to go probably mostly by word of mouth, but we'll figure it out. It looked like there are a lot of great spots to live, but Ebbs will definitely have the bigger shack than me. I mean, he's got at least 10 more years left in him. I got to start penny pinching here towards the end.
Hey, I got one here. Just because you mentioned that, G, I got one here from NME Photo for the mailbag. Do you plan to move back to Calgary when everything's said and done and you're retiring? Or are you going back to the six?
I haven't decided yet. I mean, I have a lot of obviously strong bonds in both cities. And all I can say to that is, when I'm done playing, I'm going to, you know, really evaluate what I'm going to do after playing. And if it involves doing some in Calgary, I'll live there. If not, I'll probably head back to Toronto.
Yep.
I got another one here from at Dr. Hanno. Ebbs, in 2010, Benny was put up for the Saskatchewan Athlete of the Year Award after he won the Olympics. We went to the ceremony. Ben got dressed up in a suit, and he was up against you. Not only did you Hollywood us and not show up, you beat him in a laughing fashion.
And the best part of it, we were talking about this earlier before we came on the show, like I didn't even... Like I remember winning that, but I didn't even know you were up for it as well.
Yeah. Oh, no,
that's great. I don't know who voted on that. I mean, you came away with an Olympic gold medal, and I'm still playing junior, but I think you can compare our medals. I think you probably got more than me anyways.
You're doing just fine. You're doing just fine, brother. How are we doing?
I got one more for you from Sam Vanderberg. Now that you're gone from Calgary, what is the best memory you have there of playing with Calgary great Jerome Iginla? Going back in the archives.
I think, I think for sure it would be his 500th goal. I think it was a pretty cool moment for myself. I was still a young guy at the time, and just, you know, watching him score and we all cleared the bench. Pretty cool moment. And then, you know, and non-playing would have to be the ceremony we had for him. I think it was 2 years ago now. That was a pretty cool thing to be a part of as well. So, no, I got a good relationship with Iggy. He actually texted me the other day and said, gave me some good advice on moving on from Calgary. So, good dude, man. Really good dude. But there are a lot of great moments with him on the ice, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Beauty. Well, hey, fellas, I know Lauren's probably chasing after some kids at the Wonderland there as Gio just sitting under a shady tree. So, we'll,
leaking for sure. She's leaking out there.
We'll let you guys get on with it. We wish you nothing but the best. We know we got some milestones coming next year. Gio's thousands games coming up. Eb's probably breaking some type of 100 snipes. I don't know, backhand snipes, whatever he's doing. But we're definitely going to get down there. I was already looking at a weekend right after my Olympic trials in December after the Grey Cup. Seahawks play the Sunday nighter against the Niners. You guys play Edmonton on Friday and then Pittsburgh Monday. Don't be you better be expecting a couple texts because the boys are coming in hot for a weekend in Seattle. Don't forget about us if you're big dogging it with Russ Wilson and DK Metcalf. All right.
All right, boys. Thanks for having us.
Okay, yeah, fellas, thanks, you take it easy.
Yeah.
Appreciate you guys.
The boys just living the good life in Canada's Wonderland, eh?
Oh man, I mean, dude, I lived in Spokane for probably 6 years, and like the thought of being in Seattle is. Dude, it's an amazing city to live in. Like, they're going to have a hell of a time there. But I'm not kidding you. The real estate prices is like Toronto times 10. It is absolutely insane.
It is beauty. Why don't you give me that little, we want to welcome a new sponsor to the show. Can you give me that little nod? Yeah, give me that one. There we go.
I like that.
That sounds nice. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to welcome a new sponsor to the show, 40 Creek Whiskey, who I am very familiar with that brand. And I love their new stuff, Fox Heart Blend. Canada's finest whiskey infused with 12-year-old premium-aged Caribbean rum. Check it out. It's called Fox Heart, and it's new from 40 Creek, turning this whiskey world on its head again. Always, friends, please enjoy responsibly.
Hey, all right.
Not bad.
For the first time, man, I like it. I like it. All right, well, now let's get into it. We've got our donation station, and as our mailbag recipient earlier had told us, we've been losing a lot of money, but Ben won you guys some money last week.
I did.
You did.
On the Bucks.
And not only that, man, let's recap really quick if we can, just our previous picks, because I feel like we're right there. You know what I mean? Like, we're right there at the golf.
Golf's tough. And, you know, we did try to hit a big winner last week. We came on, we're like, it's the last major of the year, the Open Championship. We tried to just go just all or nothing in. None of this top fives, none of these top tens. We had some good picks. So I'll run through my
I remember when you said it, you were like, hey, let's go no top five, no top 10. And in my head, I was like, we're going to lose now. I need my top five. I need my top 10. That's my moneymaker. And then I hope to kind of just randomly hit the winner there.
Unfortunately, neither one of us had Morikawa. And now I regret it because watching him play, man, he is like robot.
Oh, yeah.
He is just salty, middle, irons are nasty, putts it. That kid has a mad future in front of him for many, many years.
I know you spoke about being the tennis curse, and I kind of feel like I'm the opposite with golf right now. Like, I keep picking the guy, and he's not doing that good, and the moment I don't pick him, he goes out there. Because Colin is a guy I've been picking multiple times, and all of a sudden I'm like, you know what? Let me just rest on Colin for a little bit. Maybe he is trying to figure something out, and then he goes out there and tastes it like it's nothing.
And you got to think he's a favorite, obviously, to do well this week at the Olympic Games as well.
Absolutely.
Our picks, I had Brooks Koepka, finished sixth. I had Louis Oosthuizen, who was the third round leader. He finished third. And then I went with my boy, Ricky Fowler, Cobra Puma ambassador, and he got 50th. So they all made the cut. I had two guys in the top six. We gave it a good go.
Yeah. And I had Justin Thomas, Matthew Wolf, Scotty Scheffler. And Scheffler, after day one, I know you messaged me. You're like, hey man, Scheffler's up there. And I'm looking at your pace. I'm like, man, like we've got three or four guys right there in the top 15, top 20. Like, we're going to have a chance at this thing.
Yeah, and then, of course, it doesn't pan out. But, hey, enough of the losses.
Hey, golf is hard.
We're moving on to something that we haven't bet on yet. And I'm actually quite excited about it because it's been hard to get into it. We're going to the MLB.
Yeah.
To MLB. I am a big Jays fan. I'd say the Jays are looking pretty good this year. They're 49-46, 3.5 games back of a wild card. They're super exciting. Vladdy, Bo Bichette, Springer. They're looking good. A couple games earlier in the season they probably want back when the bullpen kind of looked a little shaky late. But they're exciting. They're young. They're mashing the ball. And they're coming back to Canada. So here's the deal. We have no big long-term bets. July 30th, July 31st, and August 1, the Jays are back in Canada for a home set at the Sky Dome. I call it the Sky Dome. I know it's called the Rogers Centre, but it's a Sky Dome to me forever. And they play the Kansas City Royals. I'm taking a three-game parlay, the Jays to sweep. I think to having the energy, being back at home.
I like that.
Being
like
in that. Their home, you know, their locker room. I think they're going to get those juicy little vibes going. And you know what? They need a little bit of a run here to have a run at the wild card. So I'm taking the Toronto Blue Jays to sweep the Kansas City Royals July 30th, August 1.
Okay, so three-game parlay, but you're just picking Jays all three games, basically.
Of course. And I don't know the pitching matchups yet because it's a week out, and I'm running with the Jays no matter what. And they're better than Kansas City.
I love it. Yeah, but honestly, I think it's a great pick strictly for the reason you said. They're coming back home. Those fans are going to be going absolutely insane. And I've played in that stadium before. In the CFL, did we fill that stadium up? No, we didn't. It felt a little bit empty in there. But I tell you what, when the fans are in there yelling, it is a dome, basically. Like, it is on top of you. The noise is going. I think they're going to, Vlad, Bichette, the boys, Kevin, I mean, they're going to be out there ready to go. They're going to get their fans a win coming back home.
I love it. What do you got, brother?
I like that. I do want to hit one on baseball if I can. Everybody here knows I'm a Houston fan, okay? So Rockets, Texans, Astros. And all three of our teams have been in the dumps for the past little while, okay? We had the cheating scandal there with the Astros, the scandal there with the Texans that we don't really need to speak about. And then for the Rockets, let's just say we've lost everybody on the team. James Harden's gone. Things haven't been going great in Houston. But, hey, the Astros are back to playing good baseball. Right now, they're the number two pick for the World Series. So I'm going to parlay the Astros taking the series. Okay, so right now, Dodgers are still picked as a favorite. I'm taking Astros to take the series. This is a long, long time future bet. So if you don't want to do the future bet, you don't have to. You can kind of you can bet on that one separately. But I'm going to parlay that. I'm going to go back into the Olympics as well. So I'm going to go into Olympic golf. I am going to add my boy Xander Schauffele there, okay, to take my win. And then I'm also going to add Colin. I don't think he's going to get top five, but I am going to put him at top 10, which is only minus 200. But adding that onto a parlay is just jumping our odds way, way up. And then here's the one that I love adding there is the men's basketball. Okay, United States versus Czech Republic. United States hasn't been playing well. I know they're going to go out there. They're going to get some wins here soon. But on the 28th, they're playing the Czech Republic. But they're favored by 22 points. So I'm going to take Czech Republic. I'm going against my home country for the odds there, the minus 110. So in total, that's going to be 18,000 odds. Plus 18,000, so $20 is going to get you $3,700. I know it's insane. I absolutely know that. So we spoke about this also. If you really like odds, you really want to make it big, here's one thing you can do to make this really fun. Go to your NBA draft, okay? Add on there to add to the parlay, Cade Cunningham. It seems like he is an absolute lock for first pick of the draft. So minus 5,000, I know, but it's going to help. If you want to help with the win right there, that's going to pay you $3,700 total.
Hey, nothing wrong with a little petty parlay.
I like the first pick of the draft, okay, the Astros up there, and then taking, I think, Colin in top 10, I think, is a pretty safe one. So if you're not liking the Xander Schauffele to win, obviously I wouldn't add that to the parlay. That makes it pretty tough. But I think taking Colin in the top 10 is a big one. I think it's pretty easy. He's playing great. He's going to go out there, and he's probably gonna do some pretty
good stuff. I like it. And the Astros, if they can do it without the garbage cans and the buzzers on them, hey. All the power to it.
How much did you love that? Them just going back and forth.
Just great. Yeah. Unbelievable.
I mean, honestly, here's the thing. I'm a huge Astros fan. My dad bought us a bunch of, signed cards and baseballs and everything right after the game. And, man, like, I feel for, like, the fans of, like, New England when they found out the whole scandal was happening with
Deflategate.
Yeah. And, that is what it is. But the Astros one's bad, right? Especially with the walk-off home run with Altuve, everything, the buzzer.
And he's covering up his jersey.
The trash can is not as big of a deal to me. Like, that's something that other teams can pick up on and hear. But the thoughts of the buzzer being right there telling you curveball kind of gets me. Gets me in the feels and makes it tough to root for your team. But they're back on top. They're doing well, so I'm going to go with them.
I like it. So, in recap, I got the Toronto Blue Jays going home to the Dome July 30th, sweeping the Royals, and you have a massive parlay.
Massive parlay there.
Hit us up. I like it. Hit me that switch. I think that's a wrap for this show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much to DraftKings Forty Creek Whiskey, Uninterrupted Canada. Check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, anywhere you get your podcasts. Please like and subscribe.
Hey, don't forget, socially interactive. You got to hear it today. Make sure you get your questions in, Benny and Bo at uninterrupted.com. Send us the emails. Hit us up on the DMs at Benny Heaves, at Bo Levi Mitchell, Instagram, TikTok, everything, Twitter. Thank you guys, man. We'll see y'all next episode.
You've been listening to the Benny and Bo Show, a presentation of Uninterrupted Canada.